Luke, I am so glad to be talking with you this morning. I tell you, this summer has been endless, and I just want to hang my pole in the water. You know, if you hang your pole in the water, nobody talks to you, nobody bothers you. The best fish for me to do that with today is what?
Well, we don't want you to do that. When we go fishing,
Luke,
we
you're
want to go.
ruining my picture of my time here.
I know. Let's talk about catfishing. You know, I bet when you were a little girl, if there was one fish that maybe somebody took you fishing for, or maybe you just had a chance to go by yourself, it was probably catfish. Most people have fond memories of their childhood in catfishing. But I tell you, I know I do. My dad and I, we were in the broiler chicken business. My dad raised chickens, and I grew up on a chicken farm. So every 9 weeks, we sold the chickens, and we had my dad and our family would have like 3 or 4 days to go fishing. And we would go catfishing. We would set trot lines, and we would fish with rod and reel, cane poles back then more than rod and reels. For channel catfish, and maybe we can. I fish for channel catfish, all kind of catfish, all my life. And for a while, for several, 2 or 3 years, I was managing editor of a catfish magazine. So I've been exposed to all different ways to catch catfish. But you know, Cindy, it is kind of the dog days of summer right now, but it's a good time to catch a bunch of channel catfish.
All right, how are we going to do it?
Well, you know, you have to think about the season. Now, I was fishing about 3 days ago. I went channel catfishing, and we found them. You got to think deeper water right now. You know, the catfish spawn took place about a month ago. And maybe in Kansas, it's a little later than it is in, say, Texas, for instance. But the spawn is done for catfish. That's when they move shallow. And catfish, all catfish are cavity spawners. They lay their eggs in dished out areas of rock. They'll lay eggs in an old submerged tire under the water. But that was then. That's when they were in 2 to 4 foot of water. Now they're deep. Now we found them a good place to start to find catfish, and we're talking channel catfish right now. A good starting place is a creek channel. Any kind of a submerged ledge or drop-off, you know, creeks before and reservoirs would be a good place to think about catching them right now, rather than just rivers. Drop-offs, there'd be a flat, and then there before the reservoir ever filled eons years ago, there would be a creek channel, and on that creek channel would be timber, you know, some type of trees. Well, those trees are still the base of like bodark trees or oaks. They're still there, and they attract catfish. We found that you could not catch any catfish unless you were in water at least 22 foot deep, and 22 to 24 was the magic number. And I've talked to cat fishermen around two different areas, different lakes that are telling me the same thing. Now, the thermocline sets up at a different depth, and below the thermocline, you know, down way below it, there's no oxygen, and above it, there's no oxygen. So, what's your the something about the midsummer, the 22, 24 foot? There's oxygen down there, and there's active channel catfish. So, the key right now, if you can find a creek channel or even the edge of a big, deep flat on a lake or reservoir with timber. On the edge of it, find the biggest tree you can find and fish the shady side of that tree. You know, catfish, they're like us. If you were out there fishing, Cindy, you'd want to get in, you'd probably be under a tree. Well, the catfish, they're the same way. They want to get the coolest water with the most oxygen. We know where to find them. We might talk a little bit about how to rig for them, Cindy.
All right, how about if we do that next week?
That'll be good.
All right. Well, right now I'm going to be just like a catfish. Find a shady spot, a good book, and a little peace and quiet.
Sounds good, Cindy. We'll get back next week. Let's talk some more catfishing.
All right. Thanks, Luke.
Support for High Plains Outdoors comes from the following sponsors: the Dallas Safari Club, Sniper Hog Lights, Hoffpower Polaris, and Texas Motor Cars. Since 1972, the Dallas Safari Club has been the gathering point for hunters, conservationists, and wildlife enthusiasts. You can find out more about the Dallas Safari Club online at biggame.org. Sniper Hog Lights, maker of hunting lights for bows, crossbows, rifles, and shotguns. You can find them online at sniperhoglights.com. Off Power Polaris also supports High Plains Outdoors. Located in Goldwaith, Texas, Off Power Polaris offers a full line of Polaris off-road vehicles. Their website is hpolaris.com. And Texas Motor Cars in Addison, Texas, a family-owned business for over 50 years specializing in online buying and selling of cars and trucks. Texas Motor Cars can give you a quote on the value of your vehicle using information and photos you upload. More information at texasmotorcars.com.